One contestant hooked to a heart monitor. Seven challenges, £25,000, and 1,000 of your own heartbeats counting down. Can you stay calm? Because the quicker your heart beats, the faster your time runs out.
False.
This is 1,000 heartbeats. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats, the quiz where the beat of your own heart could win you £25,000. Here's a quick reminder of how Sandy from Somerset played on the last show.
Last time on 1,000 Heartbeats, we met hair and makeup lecturer Sandy from Somerset. She struggled through contrast, but managed to bank £250. With 642 heartbeats remaining, how far will she go on 1,000 Heartbeats?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Last time you were on the show, we didn't have time to complete all of your rounds, so let's go again. Here's a reminder of how the game works. Each round is worth an increasing amount of money. Complete the round and you bank the cash. But that money is not yours to take home until you've played our final round of Cash Out. If you get a question wrong, we're going to deduct 25 heartbeats. If you can't figure out the answer, you can step off the plate, but it will cost you 50 heartbeats. And remember, if at any point your heart rate counter hits zero, it's game over. Right then, Sandy, let's take a look at round two. It's Unravel, here's how it works.
This is Unravel. You will see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. To complete the round, you must unravel six words. Finish Unravel before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So it's round two, you've got 642 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to play on for £500 or cash out for 250?
I will play on.
All right, good stuff. When you're ready, Sandy, let's play Unravel.
OK.
All right, Sandy, you need to unravel six words. If you're ready, when you're feeling calm enough, please step onto the plate.
Play.
Police.
Well done.
Internet. Episode. Column. Location. Narrative.
Yes, well done. Come on over, Sandy. Well done. You used 123. Really good. You got no wrong answers.
Oh, that's good.
Really good, really good. And your heart rate peaked at 124. And you've left yourself 519 heartbeats to play the remaining rounds. So not too bad. Still above halfway. Should be all right. All right, Sandy, let's move on. Let's take a look at round three. It's Assemble. Here's how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into eight pieces, of which five will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all five missing pieces. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Sandy, it's round three. You've got 519 heartbeats remaining. We're going to play Assemble. It's a logic question.
I'm not very good with puzzles.
You got 519
heartbeats.
And
just the thought
left.
Of it, see, my heartbeat had calmed a little bit, hadn't it? But now, just the thought of it's making it go up. So I think I might just cash out.
The thought of a jigsaw puzzle is stopping you going for £1,000.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So you made your final decision. Yes. Are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out for
£500? I'm going to cash out for £500.
All right, we're going to cash out. You've made it through two rounds. You've got £500. Let's play cash out. All right, Sandy, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £500, or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
When you're ready, Sandy, step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Prince Edward is the Queen's youngest child.
True.
A newborn alligator is known as a hatchling.
False.
On the air, unaware, was a tagline for the 1998 film The Truman Show.
True.
The rubber disc used in a game of ice hockey is known as the puck.
True.
RADA is a drama school in London.
True.
Fidel Castro was succeeded by his son as head of state of Cuba.
True.
Fox Mulder and Dana Scully are FBI agents in TV series The Wire.
False.
The juniper berry is the main flavouring ingredient in brandy.
False.
Bergen is a city in Norway.
True.
In the Arabian Nights stories, Ali Baba opens a cave by saying, "Open sesame."
True.
The Old Curiosity Shop was written by Oscar Wilde.
False.
Well done, Sandy, you did it.
Oh, I did.
You did it. Now, let's have a look at how many heartbeats you got remaining. 252. Maybe you could have played Assemble.
£500 is just brilliant.
Happy with that?
Thrilled.
Excellent. Well done, Sandy.
Thank
You've been a fab
you.
Contestant. Your 1,000 heartbeats took you to round two, where you cashed out with £500. Well done. Thanks for playing 1,000 heartbeats. Well done, Sandy. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Please welcome Scott. Hi, Scott. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Scott, welcome to 1,000 heartbeats.
Thank you.
Where have you come from?
All the way from Glasgow.
Oh, good man, good man. And what do you do for a living, Scott?
I'm a fundraiser for a children's charity called
Chaz. Oh, fantastic. Oh, good stuff. And what does the actual charity do? What kind of work do
they do? Chaz is the Children's Hospice Association Scotland. We're the only charity in Scotland that provides hospice services for children and young people with life-shortening conditions.
That's fantastic. But what do you do to relax?
To unwind, I love movies. I love music, especially 90s or a little bit of Dolly Parton. I've got the most amazing little Jack Russell called Wee Doug, so we take him a lot of walks.
Right.
And, yeah, just stuff like that.
And you just got engaged?
Yeah, well, not just. I've been engaged a while.
Right.
But it's been going on too long, hint, hint. So hopefully if we win big today, we can seal the deal.
All right, OK. And apparently your love for Dolly Parton is where you want to spend your honeymoon.
Absolutely. A few years ago, we actually drove by Dollywood, and it was the most heartbreaking thing ever, not being able to go in. So I've decided when we get married, Dollywood is the the honeymoon. I don't know if Paul will be happy about that, but that's where I'm going.
Paul's got no choice. He's going to go anywhere. Now, throughout the show, we're monitoring your heart rate, and at the moment, it's 119 beats per minute. It's gone down to 109. It's not bad. Bad, Scott. It is OK. If you can get it below 100, that would be fantastic, but just above 100 is all right. Now, there's one more thing. Let me introduce you to our string quartet. You've not to let them distract you. They're going to be playing along to the beat of your heart. So the faster they're playing, the more panicked you're getting. The slower you're playing, it means the more time you'll have to complete the round. All that's left is for me to give you your 1,000 heartbeats. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. You understand, Scott?
Yep, that sounds good.
All right, let's do this. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. So everyone starts the game with the same round, and that round is contrast, and this is how it works.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need 7 correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
All right, good luck, Scott. This first round is worth £250. Let's try and get to Dollywood. Fingers crossed. Let's play a contrast. You need to get 7 questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Hugh Grant, Colin Firth, play. Has the middle name Mungo.
Hugh Grant.
Gave evidence at the Leveson inquiry in 2011.
Colin Firth.
Was born in the county of Hampshire in England.
Colin Firth.
Won a Golden Globe in 1995.
Colin Firth.
Was a member of the British comedy review group, The Jockeys of Norfolk.
Hugh Grant.
Was awarded a CBE in January 2012.
Colin Firth.
Has a son named Matteo.
Hugh Grant.
Has played the role of King George VI on the big screen.
Colin Firth.
Lived in Nigeria for part of his childhood.
Hugh Grant.
Won an Oscar in 2011.
Colin Firth.
Starred in a 2002 film based on a Nick Hornby novel.
Hugh Grant.
Yes, well done, Scott. Come on over, come on over. I'm laughing because your reactions to some of the questions, like, what?
Matthew?
Yeah. All right, so you've got 751 heartbeats remaining. You used 249 heartbeats during that round. That's a lot, Scott.
That's a lot.
You've got to try and bring that down because you've got 4 wrong answers, so that's 100 heartbeats that you've wasted. Let's keep the heart rate down because it peaked at 132. That's relatively high, but overall, not bad for your first attempt on the plate. Okay, now that it's out the way, hopefully you'll settle. And everything will get better. Well done, Scott. Good stuff. So, after round one, Scott has banked £250 and has got 751 heartbeats remaining. Find out what happens after the break.
Which of these former US presidential candidates has been awarded the combat medal known as a Purple Heart? Al Gore or John Kerry? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you which of these former US presidential candidates has been awarded the combat medal known as a Purple Heart. The answer is John Kerry. Before the break, we met charity fundraiser Scott from Glasgow. With 751 heartbeats remaining, will he make it to the jackpot prize of £25,000?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Scott, are you ready to see your next round?
Certainly am.
All right, here it is.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of 6 items and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all 6 items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So it's round two, you've got 751 heartbeats remaining. You've been on the plate, you know what it's like now, so we can settle a little bit. But the question is, are you going to play for £500 or cash out with 250?
I'm going to play.
All right, good man, Scott. Let's play. Reorder. Take your time. Scott, you need to put six answers in the correct order. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Prince Harry, Princess Beatrice of York, the Duchess of Cornwall, the Duke of York, the Prince of Wales, the Duchess of Cambridge, British royal family members, age, oldest to youngest, play.
The Duke of York. Step off.
All right, Scott, not too keen on the royal family.
No, all their names were there, I'd be fine, but I'm not too sure about some of the titles, so I don't want to risk it.
All right, well, let's go through who they are and how old they are. Starting off with the oldest to the youngest. So the oldest on the board is the Duchess of Cornwall. Then it's the Prince of Wales, obviously Camilla and Charles. Duke of York, Duchess of Cambridge, Prince Harry. Then the youngest of the bunch is Princess Beatrice of York. So there you go. You stepped off the plate. We've frozen the game. It's going to cost you 50 heartbeats. So let's take away 50 from your total of 676. 626. 626 heartbeats remain. It's not bad.
OK.
All right, Scott, let's play reorder. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Slumdog Millionaire, 28 Days Later, Train Spotting, 127 Hours, A Life Less Ordinary, The Beach, films directed by Danny Boyle, original release date, earliest to latest, play.
A Life Less Ordinary. Train Spotting. A Life Less Ordinary. 28 Days Later. The Beach. 28 Days Later. Slumdog Millionaire. 127 hours.
Yes, well done, Scott. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. Excellent score. Movies by Danny Boyle. First two films starring Ewan McGregor, fellow Scott.
Yes, certainly is.
All right, so you spent 251 heartbeats on that round. It's still high. Mm-hmm. You got three wrong as well, but once you got the wrong answer out of the way, everything fell into place. How are you feeling about your gameplay so far?
I feel as if I could have done better. I wish I stepped off earlier without getting the wrong answer. I should have just went for it, but I'm feeling a bit calmer, so hopefully.
Good. Well, let's move swiftly on. Let's take a look at round three. It's Unscramble. Here's how it works.
This is Unscramble. You will see five anagrams. You will then be given a theme that links them all together. To complete the round, you must unscramble all five words. If you need help, you can request a clue, but it will cost 25 heartbeats. Finish Unscramble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
So, Scott, you've got a decision to make. Are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out with 500? You're halfway, you've got 500 heartbeats. That's enough.
I'm going to play on.
All right, confident in anagrams.
The most confident, but I might get lucky.
You've got to give it a go because you've got enough heartbeats and your heart rate. It's all right, it's steady, which gives you enough time to think of the questions and the answers. Good luck.
Thank you. Here we go,
let's play Unscramble. You need to unscramble five words, Scott. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Transport. Play.
One, bicycle. Two, hovercraft. Three, coach. Five, helicopter. Four, aeroplane.
Yes, well done. Well done, Scott. Well done indeed. No wrong answers. fantastic gameplay, and you only use 59 heartbeats.
Oh, no, that's put me off. Okay.
No, it's good, it's good. You're down to 4-4-1. So if you're Paul now, he's sat at home with the dog, watching this on telly, what is he screaming at the screen?
We'll be getting worried the fact they might need to marry me now, actually. Maybe that's...
Well, you've done really well. Because you said it was one of your weakest rounds, you only took a handful of heartbeats to complete it, which is fab, which now leaves you with a quandary of whether you're going to do the next round. All right, so you think about that decision. And after round three, Scott has banked £1,000 and he's got 441 heartbeats remaining. What will he do? Will he cash out or will he play on? We'll find out after the break.
Which group had a number one single in 1993 with Young at Heart, nearly 9 years after they originally released it? The Bluebells or Aztec Camera? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, which group had a number one single in 1993 with Young at Heart, nearly 9 years after they originally released it? The answer is the Bluebells. Before the break, we saw Scott complete Unscramble. With 441 heartbeats remaining and £1,000 banked, will he have the nerve to continue or will he cash out?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Scott, are you ready to see your next round?
Certainly am.
All right, here it is.
This is Link. You'll see two columns of six answer options. You'll then be given an instruction. To complete the game, you must correctly link four options in the left column with four options in the right column. Finish Link before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
All right, so you're going to play on for £2,500?
Yes.
Good man. Let's play Link. Scott, you need to find the four correct links. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Natalia Vodianova, Eva Herzigova, Cara Delevingne, Alessandra Ambrosio, Leticia Casta, Miranda Kerr. Link these famous models to their country of birth. Play.
Step off.
All right, you stepped off, Scott. You stepped off. Supermodels, no idea where they're from?
No, not at all.
Any idea what they look like?
No, I'm sure they're beautiful, but they're not my thing.
Okay, well, let's try and find the correct answers. So, link these famous models to the country of their birth. We'll start off with Cara Delevingne, United Kingdom. Alessandra Ambrosio, Brazil. Leticia Casta, France. Miranda Kerr, Australia. And the other two were red herrings.
Okay.
All right, so you did the right thing because obviously no idea about supermodels, so you stepped off the plate, cost you 50 heartbeats. Okay. Let's take that away from 417. 367.
That's fine. That's good.
It is. All right, good luck, my friend. Let's try and take home some money. Let's play Link. All right, if you're ready, Scott, step onto the plate.
Mick Jagger, Bruce Willis, Steven Tyler, Ozzy Osbourne, Phil Collins, Johnny Depp. Link these celebrity dads to their famous daughters. Play.
Steven Tyler, Liv. Step off.
Oh, Scott. Link these celebrity dads to their famous daughters. Mick Jagger, Georgia May, the model for the makeup campaign. Bruce Willis, Rumour Willis. Phil Collins with Lily, who's an actress. And those are your four that you needed. Scott, unfortunately, we've got to take away 50 heartbeats from 297, which leaves us with 247. You've kind of backed yourself into a corner, all right? You need to do the next round of Link really, really quickly. But we do need enough time to complete cash out, all right? So try not to panic, but just try and get through it as quickly as possible. You got one right, so you need three more on the next link.
Okay.
All right, Scott, for the third time, let's play Link. If you're ready, please, Scott, step onto the plate.
Grey's Anatomy, Happy Days, The Golden Girls, Inspector Morse, Porridge, Cheers. Link these television programmes to their spin-off shows. Play.
I don't have a clue. I'm so sorry, step off. Oh no, look at that.
184 heartbeats, and you stepped off. You stepped off with 184. Link these television programmes to their spin-off shows. Cheers. Frasier was the spin-off. Porridge was Going Straight. Happy Days was Laverne and Shirley. And then Inspector Morse was Lewis. 184 heartbeats remaining. We're going to take 50 off that total.
Oh, no.
134. So you've got 134 to complete this round of Link. Remember, you'll need three answers for Link. And you've got to cash out, so you've got to do it really, really quick. You may as well just go for it.
OK.
All right, good luck, Scott. Let's play Link. So, Scott, good luck for the fourth time. Please step onto the plate.
Plaza de Mayo, Red Square, Zocalo, Piazza del Campo, Taksim Square, Piazza San Pietro. Link these world-famous squares to the city in which they stand. Play.
Red Square, Moscow. Piazza del Campo, Venice. Piazza San Pietro, Venice. Plaza de Mayo, Venice.
Oh, stay there. Oh, Scott. That round of Link was an absolute nightmare for you.
That was tough. It was hard.
It was tough. It was quite hard. We had supermodels, and it was celeb dads, and TV sitcoms, and finally, famous squares. Unlucky. Unlucky. Paul, don't panic too much. I know you sat at home with the dog. Don't worry about it. He's fine. Good luck with everything. You've been fabulous contestants, Scott.
Thanks very much.
You made it to round four, but you used up all of your 1,000 heartbeats. I'm really sorry.
That's OK.
But thanks for playing 1,000 heartbeats.
Thank you.
So, who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Let's welcome Dave from Newcastle. Hi there. Hey, yeah, that's a bit better. Dave, welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
What do you do for a living?
I've just finished a PhD. I'm now a research associate at Newcastle University.
All right, what does that involve?
It involves basically looking at the effects of interventions on trying to help people who have problems, like liver problems, diabetes, that type of thing.
I thought you meant heavenly interventions.
No, not magical.
And what do you do in your spare time? How do you relax?
Anything and everything that I can that's active. Gym, swim, surf, snowboard, whatever I can, really.
Bit of an adrenaline junkie?
A little bit, yeah. Not very good at any of them, but I do as much as I can, yeah.
All right, good stuff. 1,000 heartbeats is all about staying calm under pressure. Throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate. As it stands, it's 88 beats per minute. That's really low. That's probably because you're quite active.
As low as it should be.
Well, no, but, you know, considering we're in a studio, fresh environment, a new environment for you, it's relatively low compared to the majority of contestants that we have. So before we play any of the games, let's give you your all-important 1,000 heartbeats. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. All right, good luck, Dave. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats.
Thank you.
All right, Dave, everyone starts the first round with the same game. That's contrast. This is what it looks like.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. Answer seven questions correctly before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
First round is worth £250. Let's do this. Let's play contrast.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dave, you need to get 7 questions right. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, play. Appeared in the Jennifer Lopez music video, Jenny from the Block.
Ben Affleck.
Made his feature film debut in the 1988 comedy drama Mystic Pizza.
Matt Damon.
Is the younger of the pair.
Matt Damon.
Dated Minnie Driver after filming Good Will Hunting.
Matt Damon.
Co-founded the charity Water.org.
Ben Affleck.
Has an eldest daughter named Isabella.
Ben Affleck.
Appeared in a Burger King advert early in his career.
Ben Affleck.
Won a Golden Globe for Best Director in 2013.
Matt Damon.
Was born in the American state of Massachusetts.
Matt Damon.
Has the middle name Gyrza.
Ben Affleck.
Played the superhero Daredevil on film in 2003. Ben Affleck.
Yes, well done, Ben. Come on over. The first question was all about Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
You must be a fan of their films, no?
I know a few of the films. I didn't have a clue of some of the questions, though. But I did all right, I think.
Yeah, you got through it, Yeah. Let's have a look. So, you used 236 heartbeats. You peaked at 125, your heart rate. That's probably when you got a few wrong answers. You got 4 wrong in total, so I panicked a little bit, but it's still not bad. Right, so after round one, Dave has banked £250. He's got 764 heartbeats remaining. Let's move on to round two. It's Unravel, and here's how it works.
This is Unravel. You will see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. Unravel 6 words before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £500.
All right, Dave, it's Unravel. You're a bright lad. You must be good at words.
Scientific words. If it's scientific words, I should do all right.
You never know. Anything can happen on 1,000 heartbeats. Trust me.
Fingers crossed.
Trust me. All right, good luck, Dave. Let's do this. Let's play Unravel.
Thank you.
All right, Dave, you need to unravel 6 words. Just take your time. That's all you got to do. Take your time. When you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Play.
Pocket. Control. Unusual. Strategy. Reaction. Ambulance.
Go on, Dave. That was miles better. Miles better. You only used 84 heartbeats. Well done. You got no wrong answers.
I told you,
second round's easier. When you step on the plate, you know what it's like now.
Yeah.
You can control yourself, and your heart rate only peaked at 110.
Yep, much better.
So it's gone down a bunch of heartbeats. Well done. Well done. Good job indeed. So, £500 banked. All right, let's have a look at round 3. It's Assemble. Here's how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into 8 pieces, of which 5 will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all 5 missing pieces. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Dave, round 3, 680 heartbeats remaining. Assemble's a jigsaw,
right,
basically. So how do you think you're going to do?
I think I'll do all right. I like these kind of puzzles. But again, it's probably shooting myself in the foot saying I'm going to do well.
No, you'll be all right. What's difficult with this game is some of the pieces are upside down and back to front.
Right, OK.
So you've really got to take in the pieces that are on the outside of the picture before you decide where they're going to fit in the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out with £500?
I'm going to play on, please.
All right, good luck. Let's do this, Dave. Let's play Assemble. All right, Dave, you need to find five missing pieces. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Usain Bolt. Play.
Three. Five. Two. Nine. Twelve. 7. 1.
Yes, well done, Dev. Come on over. Come on over, Dev. You used 164 heartbeats. You got two wrong again.
Oh,
come on. Come on, you're better than this. You've banked £1,000. You've got 516 heartbeats remaining. Are you happy with that?
I'd like it to be higher.
Yeah. You've just got to take your time.
Yeah.
You've got to take your time. Don't let your heart rate, don't let that panic you.
Mm-hmm.
You've got 516 heartbeats remaining. How far will Dave go with those remaining heartbeats? We'll find out after the break.
Spartan goiter is the scientific name for which creature? Heart slug or heart urchin? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, Spartan goiter is the scientific name for which creature? The answer is heart urchin. Before the break, we met research associate Dave from Newcastle. With £1,000 banked and 516 heartbeats remaining, will he manage to keep his cool on 1,000 heartbeats?
Welcome back to 1,000 heartbeats. Dave, are you ready to see your next round?
I'm ready to go.
All right, good man. Let's have a look.
This is deduction. You'll see seven answer options. You'll then be given a statement to which you must simply select the correct answer. To complete deduction, you must answer four questions. Do this before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £2,500.
So it's round four, Dev. You've got 516 heartbeats remaining. What kind of topics are you looking forward to in deduction?
Something to do with the body, maybe, potentially. I'd
something
like
scientific?
Yeah, it'd be nice.
All right, pal, let's do this. So, are you going to play on for 2,500?
Yes, I am.
Or are you going to cash out with 1,000?
I'm going to play on.
Good man. All right, let's do it. Good luck. Let's play deduction. All right, Dave, you need to give four correct answers. Time is not a problem. It's the wrong answers that we need to get rid of. Good luck. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
Battle of the Somme, Battle of Hastings, Battle of Hamburger Hill, Battle of the Bulge, Battle of the Boyne, Battle of Yorktown, Battle of Agincourt took place during the Norman conquest of England. Play.
Step off.
Step off. A little bit of history.
Not a clue.
Not a big fan of history. All right, don't worry about it. So let's get the answer out the way. Only one of those battles took place during the Norman conquest of England, and that was the Battle of Hastings.
I would have guessed that.
You stepped off the plate
mm-hmm.
to get rid of any wrong answers that you would have just kept throwing
at
the board.
Yeah,
took a hit. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Let's take 50 from 498. 448. Fingers crossed. Let's get some biology. All right. Good luck. Let's play deduction. When you're ready, Dave, please step onto the plate.
2014, 2013, 2012, 2011, 2010, 2009, 2008, the Queen celebrated her Diamond Jubilee, play. Carol Ann Duffy was appointed Poet Laureate in this year.
Guess again.
2009.
Barack Obama was elected President of the United States for the first time.
2010.
The film, 12 Years a Slave, went on general release in the UK.
2013. 2014.
Yes, well done, Dave. Come on. Come on. Barack Obama? What were you thinking?
No.
You're going to watch that back and you're just going to be banging your head against the table. Okay. Don't worry. You used 312 heartbeats, no, that's a lot. You got five wrong as well. Told you, it's those wrong answers and you stepped off. But you've done it, you're through. You've banked £2,500, you've got 204 heartbeats left. All right, let's reveal round five. It's Pinpoint. Here's how it works.
This is Pinpoint. You'll see a grid of numbers. You'll then be given an instruction. You must scan the grid to find and work out the answer. To complete the round, you must clear three grids, a total of 15 answers. Finish the game before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
It's round five, it's Pinpoint, it's mathematics. So far, your performance has been pretty good.
Yep.
But we've had lots of wrong answers. We've had 11 wrong answers and one step off the plate.
No.
Those 11 wrong answers have added up to a massive amount of heartbeats that we've deducted, 275.
Yeah.
That's substantial. That's a couple of rounds.
That's a lot.
It really is. All right, Dave, so let me ask you, are you going to play on for £5,000 or cash out at £2,500?
I'm going to cash out, please, Ben.
All right, good stuff, Dave. You've banked £2,500. Let's see if we can take it home. Let's play cash out. Good luck. All right, Dave, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £2,500? Or will you run out of heartbeats and unfortunately leave with nothing? We don't want that to happen, fellow Northern lad, right? I'm going to do all I can to help you.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
During cash out, you cannot step off the plate, and every wrong answer will cost you 25 heartbeats. Your heart rate throughout the whole of the show so far has been relatively low. As we're talking, it's down to 92 beats per minute. It's gone up to 104. Let's keep it like that, Dev. Good luck. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
True, false, play. The Flying Scotsman locomotive was named after its non-stop service from London to Edinburgh.
True.
The US state of Washington borders Canada.
False.
The PlayStation video game console was first launched in the 1980s.
False.
McPartlin and Donnelly are the surnames of TV presenters Ant and Dec.
True.
Fantastic Mr. Fox was Roald Dahl's first published book.
True.
A Novocastrian is a native or inhabitant of Norwich.
False.
In the structure of the Earth, the mantle is below the crust.
True.
The Warrington Wolves are a professional rugby league team.
True.
The clavicle is the medical name for the collarbone.
True.
The three laws of robotics were written by Steven Spielberg.
False.
Yes!
Yes!
That was a classic. That was a classic. That was a hilarious moment. Did you know you had enough heartbeats to stand there and ponder the question?
Yeah, I looked.
That was good. That was really, really good. I'm well chuffed for you. That was hilarious. You stood there, as soon as you saw the question, you thought, oh, man. Quick look at the heartbeats. I've got enough time to ponder it. Well done. Fantastic. £2,500 is yours. What are you going to do with it?
I'm probably going to take my mum for a day out in London, night out in London as well, and then I'll save the rest for next year for a holiday for my girlfriend and her daughter.
All right, good man. Excellent stuff. Well done, Dave. Join us again to see if our next contestant has the heart to play 1,000 heartbeats. We'll see you soon.